There's this pervasive myth in business right now, especially if you're managing something physical like real estate.
Well, yeah.
It's this idea that you need to be this like omnipresent media mogul.
Right. You have to be on TikTok. You need a blog, a YouTube channel, a podcast.
Exactly. And look, that's great if you have a marketing team of 20 people, but for the average property manager who is literally fielding calls about a broken HVAC unit while driving to an inspection, that advice is, I mean, it's almost insulting.
It creates this massive dissonance. We call it the mental availability gap. You know, you need to be visible to stay competitive. But the operational reality of property management is that it's just a high friction, time poor industry. You're managing crises, not curating content.
Which brings us to today's deep dive. We are looking at a collision of two very different worlds. So on one side, we've got Rentec Direct. If you're in the industry, you probably know them. They're kind of the utility player handling over $200 billion in assets, doing all the heavy lifting on accounting, tenant screening, all the unsexy but essential plumbing of the rental world.
They're the system of record. That's where the data lives.
And on the other side, we've got this new infrastructure piece we've been reading up on, Auto Content API. Now, I want to be careful here because AI content usually makes you think of some low-effort ChatGPT text wrapper.
Sure.
But looking at their documentation, this seems different. They pitch themselves as an industrial engine for media.
And that is the key distinction. This isn't a chatbot you talk to. It's a set of API endpoints. It's for developers to programmatically turn raw data, like a URL or a PDF, into, broadcast quality audio, video, and social assets.
So more like content transformation than just generation.
Exactly.
So the mission for us today is a bit of a theoretical case study. We want to see what happens when you plug that industrial media engine into a massive data reservoir like Rentec Direct. Can you actually solve the growth problems of a property manager, or is it all just adding more noise?
I think we're going to find that it shifts the whole paradigm from hiring creatives to provisioning infrastructure.
Okay, let's start with the most obvious pain point in the whole Rentec ecosystem, the vacancy. Rentec has this feature, publish vacancies online. You click a button, it pushes the listing to 20 websites. Great utility. But here's my issue. I see this all the time. It's just text and a few static photos. In an attention economy that's dominated by vertical video, does that even register anymore?
Well, the metrics suggest it doesn't, or I mean, at least it registers far less effectively. We're seeing a huge shift in search behavior, particularly with Gen Z and millennial renters. They're using TikTok and Instagram Reels as search engines. So if you're a property manager and your marketing is just a paragraph of text on Zillow, you are basically invisible on the platforms where attention actually lives.
Okay, but the counterargument is obvious. I'm a landlord. I'm not a videographer. I'm not going to hire a whole film crew for a $1,200 a month unit. The unit economics just don't work.
Historically, yes, that was the bottleneck. But this is where the Auto Content API's shorts endpoint gets interesting. So technically, here's what happens. The API crawls the Rentec listing URL.
Oh, wait.
It parses the page to extract the structured data, the rent price, square footage, amenities, pet policy, all that stuff. Then it ingests the static images.
So it scrapes the data, then what?
It doesn't just paste it into a template. It uses that data to script the 60-second narrative. And then, and this is the part that usually breaks, it assigns an AI avatar. The docs list options for professional or casual personas. It lip syncs the script to the avatar, overlays the property images, generates dynamic subtitles, and then it renders a 9.16 vertical video.
I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all seen those AI avatars that look like they're being held hostage.
Yeah, the uncanny
The
valley.
blinking is wrong, the voice is totally robotic. Is this actually usable for a business trying to sell a premium product?
That's a fair skepticism. I mean, 2 years ago, I would have agreed with you. But looking at the latest samples from this API, we're really starting to cross that uncanny valley.
Really?
The lip sync latency is minimal, the gestures are generative, so they actually match the emphasis in the script. Is it Spielberg? No. Is it better than a static image for stopping the scroll on TikTok? Absolutely.
So for Rentec, this could be like a virtual tour button. I post the vacancy, I hit save, and maybe 5 minutes later, I have a video file ready for Instagram Reels.
Precisely. And now consider the cost. A human editor charging $50 for a video is cheap. The API documentation lists the cost at around 400 credits, which is roughly, what, 4 euros?
4 euros.
Right. So now you aren't just making one video, you can run A-B tests. You generate one with a professional avatar emphasizing the school district, and another with a casual avatar emphasizing the nightlife.
And you just post both.
You post both, you see which one drives leads, you're doing high-level creative strategy for the price of a latte.
That does change the calculus. It turns the property manager into more of a media buyer, really.
Mm.
But let's move up the funnel. Rentec isn't just about filling units. They have this huge library of knowledge base articles, state rental laws, eviction guides, tax resources.
Which is critical because property management is litigious. I mean, if you don't know the new Oregon rent cap laws, you're in real trouble.
But again, the friction, look at these PDFs. They are dense, single spaced.
Mm-hmm.
Who is reading this on a Tuesday afternoon?
Nobody who's busy making money. And that's where all that value gets trapped. It just sits in a database.
Right.
And this brings us to the audio revolution aspect of the Auto Content API. They're positioning this as a kind of notebook LM alternative for enterprise.
And we should probably clarify that for everyone listening. Notebook LM is that Google tool where two AI hosts kind of banter about a text file. It went viral because it sounded shockingly human.
Correct. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's hard to integrate into a real software workflow. This API, though, has an audio overview endpoint. So Rentec could programmatically feed their entire blog and legal library into this. The API analyzes the text, identifies the core arguments and the nuances, and then it synthesizes a two-way dialogue between a host and an expert.
Wait. So it's not just one voice reading the text out loud. It's an actual conversation.
It's a dynamic exchange. It includes back and forth, interruptions, even those little aha moments. The whole idea is to mimic the way humans actually learn, which is social, not solitary.
I can immediately see the internal use case for this. I'm running a property management firm with 50 agents. I send out a memo on new compliance standards. I know for a fact that 40 of them won't read it.
But if you send them a link to a 7-minute podcast episode where two people discuss the implications of that memo, the engagement rates skyrocket.
Because you can listen to that while driving to a showing.
Exactly. It turns dead time into learning time.
So Rentec could launch a Rentec Academy podcast that's completely automated. Every time they update a blog post on their site, a new episode just drops.
And because it's an API, it can be personalized. You could generate a feed specifically for California landlords and a totally different one for Florida investors, so they only hear what's relevant to them.
That is sticky. That keeps people logged into the platform.
Hmm.
But I want to pivot to the elf in the room.
Okay.
We're talking about generating all this content, video, audio, text. The immediate leap every marketer makes is SEO.
Uh-huh.
I want to rank for property management in city name.
The holy grail of local search.
But we also know that Google is cracking down hard on thin content. If I just use an API to spin up 500 pages that are identical, except I swap Austin for Dallas, I'm going to get de-indexed.
You're going to get smacked down, yeah.
So is Auto Content API just a really efficient way to destroy your domain authority?
If you use it lazily, yes, absolutely. True. If you just do text replacement, you will get penalized. But this API seems to have a specific architecture to solve for that. They focus on what they call multimedia density and deep research.
Explain deep research. How's that different from just asking an LLM to write about Austin?
So a standard LLM, it hallucinates or it relies on old training data. The deep research endpoint uses agentic workflows. It actually browses the live web.
Oh, interesting.
So if you want a page for property management in Austin, the agent goes out and finds current rental yield statistics, recent housing market news for Austin, local regulatory changes.
So it's fetching live citations.
It creates a unique, fact-based 500-word guide for that specific city based on today's data. That solves the text uniqueness problem. But text isn't enough for ranking anymore. Google measures dwell time, how long a user stays on the page.
Right. If they bounce in 3 seconds, Google thinks your page is trash.
Exactly. So this is where the multimedia density comes in. For that same Austin page, the API generates a unique city guide podcast episode and a unique market highlight video.
So when a user lands on the page, there's a video playing and an audio player ready to go.
It arrests their attention. They watch for 30 seconds. Maybe they listen for 2 minutes. That signals to Google, hey, this page has value. It allows a platform like Rentec to offer instant SEO landing pages to their users that are actually robust enough to rank.
Okay, that covers the getting found part. But what about the being trusted part? I mean, property managers are essentially financial advisors for real estate. Their clients, the owners, they need to trust that they know the market.
Trust is the currency. Yeah. And currently, most property managers establish trust by, well, hoping the owner calls them, maybe sending a quarterly PDF report.
Which, again, nobody reads.
Nobody reads it. So the Auto Content API has this feature called recurring research. This is fascinating. You can set up what's called a cron job, a scheduled task that says, every morning at 6 p.m., scan the web for changes in mortgage rates and local rental demand.
It's an autonomous research assistant.
It scans reputable sources, financial news, SEC filings, and then it generates a daily market briefing. And here's the kicker. It can output that as a podcast episode, potentially using a cloned voice of the actual property manager.
Hold on. So I, the property manager, I'm asleep. The API wakes up, it researches the market, writes a script, synthesizes it in my voice, and then uploads it to Spotify.
By the time you wake up, your clients have a notification, daily market update from Scott. They listen to it, they hear your voice explaining the bond yield impact on their rental portfolio. You sound like the smartest, most diligent person in the room.
And I literally did nothing.
You set up the infrastructure once, that's the leverage. It separates the idea of thought leadership from human effort.
That is, it's borderline dystopian, but incredibly effective.
I do wonder about the ethics of voice cloning, but I guess in a B2B context where the data is accurate, it's just a delivery mechanism.
It's about consistency. Most people quit content creation because it's hard. This just removes the friction. Let's talk about a different kind of barrier. Language. Rentec is very proud of being U.S.-based, and that's a selling point for them. But the tenant base in the U.S. is increasingly multilingual.
For sure.
I've managed properties where the tenants spoke Mandarin or Spanish, and communicating simple things like, hey, change the filter, was a nightmare of Google Translate copy-pasting.
And that friction leads to real damage. I mean, if a tenant doesn't understand the lease terms regarding maintenance because of a language barrier, that's a cost center.
So does the API handle translation? Or is it just transcribing?
It goes a step further with what they call instant globalization. It supports over 50 languages. But the key technical detail here is resynthesis.
What does that mean in practice?
It doesn't just translate the text and then read it in some generic robotic voice. It attempts to map the intonation and the pacing of the source content into the target language. So if Rentec used this, a landlord could upload a welcome video in English. The API would then output versions in Spanish, Hindi, and Mandarin, where the audio actually matches the video timeline.
That opens up a massive blue ocean for Rentec's users. If you can market yourself as the multilingual property manager who provides native language support for tenants, that is a huge competitive advantage in cities like Miami or Los Angeles.
Without the OPEX of hiring multilingual staff,
yes,
you're solving a human capital problem with software infrastructure.
I want to circle back to the money, though. We touched on the 4-euro video, but let's look at the broader unit economics. Because typically, when you integrate a new AI feature, the costs can spiral. API tokens can get really expensive.
Yeah, that's a real concern. But the source material here is very aggressive on price disruption. They compare the cost of a podcast episode. A human cost recording, editing, hosting is easily $150 to $500 per episode.
Easy.
The API cost is between 10 cents and 2 euros, depending on the length. So we're looking at a 99% reduction in cost. But the real economic story isn't just that it's cheaper, it's that it's scalable.
Right, the credit model.
If Rentec wants to roll this out, they don't need to go and build a whole media department. They just buy credits. If usage spikes, they buy more credits. It converts a fixed cost, like salaries, into a variable cost that aligns perfectly with revenue.
It makes it safe to experiment. If the daily market briefing feature flops, you just turn it off.
Right.
You didn't fire anyone. You just stopped making API calls.
And that agility is crucial for a legacy platform like Rentec. They need to innovate to stay ahead of all the VC-backed startups. This allows them to deploy cutting-edge features without betting the farm.
So we've covered the what and the how. But I want to zoom out to the why. Why does this matter right now?
I think it's because we're transitioning to what people are calling the agentic web.
Rock me through that.
For the last 20 years, the web was built for humans to read. We wrote HTML so a person could look at a screen, but now we have AI agents, Siri, Gemini, ChatGPT, that are browsing the web for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Siri, find me a 3-bedroom apartment in Grants Pass with a pool.
And the AI has to go find that answer somewhere.
And the AI prefers structured data. It prefers rich media that it can parse. This API outputs JSON, transcripts, tag video. It makes the content machine readable. If Rentek's data is just unstructured text in a PDF, the AI might miss it. But if it's a structured video with a transcript and metadata, the AI sees it.
So this isn't just about impressing a human tenant anymore. It's about ensuring your properties are visible to the AI algorithms that are increasingly making the decisions for us.
Exactly. If you aren't optimizing for the agents, you are going to disappear.
That is the terrifying but necessary realization, isn't it? We aren't just building for eyeballs anymore. We're building for neural nets.
It's the next layer of SEO, agent optimization.
Well, this has been a massive brain dump. We've gone from automated TikToks to multilingual lease agreements and all the way to the future of the agentic web.
It really shows that content isn't just art anymore. It's a utility. It's plumbing.
I want to leave everyone listening with this thought. We often look at these tools and think, ooh, that's a cool gadget. But ask yourself this. If you could clone your best salesperson, the one who knows every stat, speaks every language, and never sleeps, and have them working for you for literally pennies an hour, how long can you afford not to hire them?
That's the question that should keep you up at night.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.